The last poem I'll read is about, is from a photograph. I'm kind of like Steve Orling. It's like my family seems to just have photographs go back around 300 years, I guess, before they even invented it. Anyway, I'm also, and this was rather startling, almost shocking, is I guess like my family, great-grandparents' side were Quakers. And then I even have one that was a circuit rider, so that must be why I went into teaching or something. And this is told from, as if I am a mother talking to her daughter. This is, these actually, the photograph is actually from my great-grandparents, but that would be too confusing of great-grandparents, so. Waiting in the Stream, Holbrook, Kansas. In this sepia, circa 1913, of seven Quaker women in wide garden hats, tucked blouses, and long gray dresses, my mother in the middle tilts her head to the right, smiles straight into the camera. My father on the bank tries not to drop the plate, nor stare at my mother's ankles. After the picture, he knows she'll keep her dress pulled up, giggle, glance down into the water, her dress and white blouse rippling in the stream. She'll think how shy he is with his tie crooked, his pants too small. He'll look at her red hair and, oh, those ankles. Then remember how they met in church, her head tilted, looking away from her father, a minister, the sunlight kissing the awkward bench where she sat. How he wanted to be near her, touch the rough wood, and sing a river of silent hymns. Thank you. The next poet is Greg Pape.